In Blue Origin's training capsule, CBS's Gayle King got a sense of tomorrow's thrill ride, a trip 62 miles straight up to the edge of space.
And I realize this is so much bigger than just a fun trip. Mm-hmm. What it represents to young women, to girls, mm-hmm. what they're trying to do on space in terms of, you know, looking at the planet in another way.
Space tourism, civilian astronauts took off 4 years ago. Three space companies, Blue Origin, Virgin Galactic, and SpaceX, have rocketed more than 120 people into space, including billionaire Jeff Bezos, Blue Origin's founder, in 2021.
Did this moment motivate you to push deeper into the cosmos?
Hell yes. Absolutely, no doubt. We have to build a road to space. This suborbital tourism mission is about practicing.
What are we doing? We're going to space. Are we going to space?
Bezos's fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, put together Monday's all-female crew. Six accomplished women, including King, pop star Katy Perry, two scientists, and a filmmaker. Their 11-minute round-trip adventure will include roughly 3 minutes of weightlessness, floating in the capsule, looking out a window onto the world below. CBS News space analyst Bill Harwood.
It's something we all marvel at, but I think getting from there to the point where the average person can do this is decades away, if not longer.
Liftoff will happen here in West Texas from a launch pad on a mammoth ranch owned by Jeff Bezos. Gayle admits she's both excited and terrified.